you for joining me again for my second podcast. Wow, I can't believe I'm here for the second time. I guess I'm in here for a long journey. So today I'll be talking about something that popped up in my mind, which I would like to call it as, like, what I like put together about this is illusion versus reality. First off, before we start, I'd like to thank Anchor for letting me join the community of podcasting. And thank you, because my first video was great, was a success to me, I think. And thank you for the three listeners that listened. And so let's do this. Well, okay, so basically, I woke up this morning and I started listening to, you know, random motivation videos. I do that sometimes, you know, where I'm either feeling down or feeling up. I just like to listen to some of the motivation. And then one vlog or like website that I usually go to for this kind of stuff is Team Fearless. I mean, those people know their stuff. They know what to tell you. And I feel like when I go there, I always have that one video that is stuck to me to like what I'm going through at that moment, or like it stuck to me to what I was thinking in my head at that moment. And it's just great that I find that kind of like website where I could go to and perhaps listen to the previous motivation videos that I listened to before, or the new ones that they have posted. And basically, I'm gonna let you judge for yourself. I'm gonna let you judge me about what I'm going to talk today, and see if what you're gonna listen to is the same thing as what if it's relatable, basically. Sorry, I kind of spaced out. But anyway, so I want you to listen to this and then probably, you know, message me or tell me your thoughts on it. But also, I'm gonna talk about what I think about what is like illusion and versus reality. You know, what are the two? What do they mean to me? What do I think about it? So, so let's listen to this part of motivation and then let's get into it.
Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it but still do it, if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
I mean, I just randomly that to that video. So I just clicked on that video without knowing what is going to be, you know, on the opposite side of that video. You know, I just looked at the thumbnail, and the thumbnail was really appealing to me. And I just said, I was like, oh yeah, that's a cool thumbnail. Let me just, you know, press the button and listen to a couple minutes of it, because I have to go to another website and listen to my daily motivations or my random motivations that I listen to. And this one, I'm so glad that I clicked on it, because it kind of like reflected on what I was actually thinking about talking about, you guys. And which is that, you know, he's talking about people hating or people being afraid of going or like people being afraid of going to chase their dreams, or just or not wanting to do what they hate, or like what they love but they fear, so they usually get emotional breakdown and say, no, I cannot do it, you know, it's not for me, or I'm not enough, or I don't think I can do this, I don't think I can break that wall and go to the other side and see what will be next. And that was me personally. It was me. So I'm gonna talk personally about my experience. As I said on the first episode, is that I started a YouTube channel, and I was in a broken state. Meaning, when I started that channel, I had an illusion in my mind. I had my own reality that I created in my mind, saying, oh, okay, when I'm gonna post that first video, it's gonna have like a million views. You know, that was my illusion. But the reality of it that showed me was that it went on a week and nobody had watched it. You know, or it was three people that are my friend that felt obligated to go and watch it. Now, that's the two things, that's the illusion versus a reality. And what I think about that is that most of the time when we are comfortable with our illusion, it messes up our reality, and it makes us, instead of going forward with something or learning something, you go backwards because you hang on into that illusion and you hope that someday somehow it's gonna be a reality. You know, for some people, some illusions that are politically correct may connect with the reality, but it's just that the illusions sometimes are just illusions. And reality is reality. And for me, the perfect example that I can think of for that is making a YouTube channel and not be mentally and physically prepared. What I mean by that is that I just went into there with my illusion and I erased the reality of the world. And what I just realized is that from that sermon that I talked about on my first episode is when I realized that I accepted that what the preacher said, and I basically started putting it into my daily routine or just my life completely. And after that, I think that I started healing from that point on. After I had left the church, I think I'm perfectly sure that from that point on until now, I am healing. You know, I'm healing both externally and internally. You know, I've had a couple downs where, you know, I just wanted to go crawl into a ball and not talk to anybody. But that happens. But the thing that's important is at the end of that, it's like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do when you feel that emotion? You know, who are you going to talk to? How are you going to develop beyond that? Are you going to watch positive videos? Are you going to watch negative videos? Or are you going to talk to people that put you down, or people that motivate you to get out of that bubble? And I think that was it for me. I personally just went into my videos. I challenged myself. Like the video just said, do the things you hate. And for me, when I crawled in that bubble, I went and watched positive videos, because most of the time when I'm like that, I usually watch depressing videos. I usually watch like videos that really just make me, force me to go deeper into that bubble. But like I said, I'm now healing, so I went and watched the things that before from what I have been doing, and it made a positive change. You know, I started to realize that I'm actually accepting that there is something wrong with me and that I can change it. That it's changeable. It's just not something that you can't change. So after you reach that period of acceptance, then you could go into another step of being positive. Another step of going for your dreams. Another step of feeling that even though maybe something that you wanted to happen today didn't happen today, or maybe you had a failure, you know, it will not affect you as much just because you have accepted that this is the reality and this is illusion. Okay, that will just like, I don't know, make my conscience happy, but at that point, it's just an illusion, and you have to come into the reality of things, of being that sometimes when you work, there might be failure, and sometimes when you work harder, you will be rewarded with good things that you thought of on your illusion. And sometimes illusion are just things that stay in the illusion style. In reality, sometimes if you thought of a positive outcome, in your illusion might also come in your reality. But the point is, you have to work hard for your dream. Don't just sit down and believe that everything is going to come in your palms. There's no such thing as you sitting and hoping that somebody will recognize you, and hoping that somebody will be like, oh my God, that's a person, you know, that's a person, and you know, they're worth a talent. You know, sometimes it's not like that. You know, sometimes what makes people really know you, or makes people say, oh my God, he has talent, is when you speak up, when you take that chance to speak up, when you take that chance to get into your uncomfortable zone, to your comfortable zone, when you get that chance to break the wall and see what's behind that wall, or what's up front that wall. You have to go chase it. You have to go chase it like a lion. You know, you have to be a lion of your own life. And that all comes to acceptance. When you don't have acceptance, you will not go far, from my perspective, because I think that I was in this illusion most of my life, and it just brought me down. You know, it brought me down into so many things, and I think that is not the way to go. You know, you have to take the time to break things down. You know, take a piece of paper and a pen, and just break down. Just break down what you think is a negative thing in your life, what you think is a positive thing in your life. And then in the middle, you just put what you can connect from the positive and the negative to make it a stronger positive. So that next, or you can put the positive, negative, and think of ways that you can break down the negative and see if you can put it into a positive. And if you can't, just try to stay positive. Find things that make you stay positive. Find things that make you feel happy. Go out there and look for things that you wake up in the morning and be like, oh my God, I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna do that. You know, for me, it's this podcast. I know it's a podcast where people come and listen to other people, but for me, it's a healing process. For me, I think that listening to myself on a larger platform is making me go farther, because this two days period that I launched my first episode to my second episode, again, I'm in a healing process, so there's ups and downs, and I thought for some reason I was about to give up. I was having the same thoughts as the ones when I was making my video. I mean, when I was making my YouTube video, and I was having the same thoughts, and I was like, people are gonna criticize me. You know, people are gonna think this is stupid. People are gonna think this is, you know, just stupid. Of like, why would you think certain things? But since I'm learning to accept, so it's like I'm just gonna leave this podcast here and make people judge for themselves. And since I'm healing, I'm going to, if people post or like comment negative stuff, it's not gonna affect me anymore, but it's gonna make me think ahead of the picture. It's gonna make me be wise and think of ways to answer that comment, or just leave it like that if I feel so. So it's like, that is just the big picture of it. And I think for me, it helped me a lot. And I thank God for me for realizing that. And I think the podcast that I'm doing and everything else that I'm starting seeing, like the positive things that I'm starting to see, is that I'm starting to accept that they are good, and also be aligned to move positive that line of depression and going into a happy state of mood. So I'm going to leave you with another video that I think pushed me into being a positive person today. And I think it's gonna help you too. It's gonna help you too. And if you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. And you can just pause from here. And yeah, so thank you for listening to me again. Thank you for taking your 20 minutes of time to listen to this stuff. Thank you for being there. Thank you for being a wonderful listener. All right, I'll see you next time. All right, you have a good one. Listen to the video, okay? It's good. I assure you, it's good. I'm only here for the good. All right, bye.
Imagine if you got what you want every time. No struggle, no hard work, no challenges. No hard work required. Some of you are saying that would be great. You would be weak. And then when something hard comes up in your life, you wouldn't know how to handle it. Because you have never gone through anything that strengthens you. You cannot grow without struggle. You cannot develop strength without resistance. Without challenging yourself, without struggle. Pain is your friend. Maybe not in the moment, but for the evolution of your soul, for the long-term benefit of you as a stronger human being, pain is your frame. If you didn't have failures, if you didn't have struggles, if you didn't have disappointment, you could have no strength, no courage, no compassion. How could you? Those qualities are made from your pain and struggle. You were given pain because you are strong enough to handle it. You are given this life because you are strong enough to live it. Because you are strong enough to drive through it, to thrive through it, to inspire others through it. They will look to you and say, he did it. She did it. I have the strength to do it too. You are stronger than you think. You survived all your challenges to this point. And you will survive whatever is coming. But next time a struggle comes, I don't want you to curse the skies. Know that it was sent for a reason and a lesson. It might be to make you stronger. It might be to teach you patience. It might be for you to show others your spirit. There is a reason. So don't you give up. You have a purpose in this world. And you will only find it if you keep going and keep growing. Your struggle is a part of your story. Your struggle made you the person you are today. Your struggle is your life. Your struggle is your gift. See, many people look at struggle like it's a bad thing. Your struggle will be the gift that the world falls in love with. Nobody wants to hear the story of the man that was given everything. People want to hear the stories of men and women that endure pain and turn their struggles into a gift. Do you want people just to feel sorry for you? Or you want people to look up to you? Do you want to be a legend? Because legends are born in the valley of struggle. Fear is only a fictional movie, but reality is the struggle. Reality is the struggle. So take the struggle and change your reality. Because the whole time you were thinking that your struggle was holding you back, it was really giving you the tools to become one of the greatest. No more second guessing. No more blaming others for the problems you have in your life. It's a new day. This is my one-way ticket to my dreams.